From the Coffee and IC Network, you're listening to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. This is episode 4, and hello again, Shalina.
Hello, Shrek. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good as well. What do we have for the listeners on this episode?
Today, we're going to share about wardrobe decluttering, which is the main thing I do when I help with clients, and it's my favorite thing to do, other than kitchen decluttering, but that's another podcast. It's just the most enjoyable one, and you can see the difference before and after with the clients. And I always take pictures with clients to show them, and you know, often to share on social media. The impact is the biggest once we've done it. And once the clients get used to the whole decluttering process, they really get into it and they seem to declutter a lot of stuff. And they discover that they don't need as much as they thought they did, and they don't need to buy as much as they did. And also, it's one of the cleaner places to work in. Garages and storerooms are very dirty and mucky, and you can find bugs. It's not often you find bugs in wardrobes and walk-in closets, so it's the more nicer area to work in. I do a lot of wardrobes, a lot of walk-in closets, and I see mostly the same sort of situations, the same kind of clothes as well, which is nice, and the same kind of handbags, but the same issues with the decluttering process. And I wanted to share how we go through the process together, and how people can declutter and organize their spaces to make it more user-friendly, and also so that they can find things within a few seconds. So I always say that you should be able to find everything within 5 seconds. And that applies in your wardrobe as well as anywhere else.
That sounds good. So what are Shalina's steps to getting started with your wardrobe?
So when you go into your wardrobe or into your walk-in closet, you don't take everything out because you'll feel overwhelmed. And that's advice that's given by other experts. You know, they say you have to take everything out, put it on the bed, but then you just get a mountain of clothes and people can get very overwhelmed. And I have seen that happen. Like, people have breakdowns with that. So you have to do it bit by bit. So you have to do shelf by shelf, or hanging space, one hanging space, work on that, and then work on the next and work on the next, and organize everything into sections. So start with, say, one shelf. Take everything out, say all the t-shirts or everything in one shelf. It might be a mixture of stuff. And ask yourself 5 questions when you're going through the items. Do you love it? Do you wear it? Is it in good condition? Like, is it broken, torn, burnt, you know, like by the iron, by the maid? So, you know, that happens a lot, and then they hide it, and then you suddenly go to wear the top and it's burnt and it looks silly. If you can't fix it at the tailor's, or you don't even remember to take the items to the tailor's, just get rid of it, throw it away. If you have a lot of stuff that needs to be fixed, pile it into a nice carrier bag and put it in your car now. So that's the only way you're going to fix it, and then go to the tailor's within a week. If you don't, that has to be decluttered. So those are the 3 things. And then the next one is, does it fit? You know, you have that old pair of jeans and you're keeping it because you're going to lose weight, and it hasn't happened for 20 years. Like, you've had it since the 90s, not even 20 years, that's 30 years now. Don't keep it. Like, go buy a brand new, nice pair of comfortable jeans. Like, jean design has evolved over the years into a more wearable item of clothing. And the same for everything. It's not as itchy now. There's better material. Go buy yourself something that will fit you and look good on you now, and get rid of this, you know, the stuff that doesn't fit. It's taking out real estate in your wardrobe. And you always have to think about that. Like, what real estate are you wasting in your wardrobe or walk-in closet? And finally, is it fashionable? Like, yes, fashion comes in and out and it might come back in fashion, but it will, you know, if that does happen, you can go to one of the cheaper stores like H&M or Primark or Zara and buy it then when it's fashionable and wear it then. And it will be in a fashionable sense. You know, don't keep something just because you think, oh, one day it will come back in fashion. You know, move on. Take away the stuff that's, you know, taking over your real estate. So if you answered no to any of those 5 items, put it in the donation box. Or if it's designer and you've hardly worn it, you can try and sell it. You know, there's different ways of selling the item. So that's the main thing to do with decluttering. And then we go into the organizing. I always recommend that you separate the items into different categories. So, you know, your t-shirt, your trousers, your jeans, dresses, and then put everything back in those same categories. And you should be then able to find everything within a few seconds. You know, if you can't, there's then a problem with your system again.
I think one of the other areas of concern as well is stuff perhaps that's out of season and sort of managing that. I think, you know, this happens to me as well. I mean, we have limited storage spaces, and so, you know, we're trying to deal with the situation where we've got this jacket and you know, it just kind of sits in the closet, you know, during the summer, and you kind of just keep waiting out, you know, winter's going to be here in a couple months. Let me just leave it out there.
And there's a lot of that. And I think with us in the Middle East, it never gets so cold that you need the thick woolly coats and jackets, but you do need it because you travel to, say, Europe or America or, you know, one of the Northern Hemisphere places in the winter, and even the Southern Hemisphere winter places as well. So those items, I always say, box them away and just label the box winter. And you don't need to have 10 woolly coats. Like, there are a lot of people that have loads of jumpers, loads of coats, and, you know, woolly trousers. Do you need all of that? And when you go to these countries, don't you go and buy more? You know, you always buy a new coat when you're out there, because then you think, oh god, I brought the wrong coat, I'll have to buy a new coat. So don't buy yourself that many things, because you don't need it on a regular basis, and the cost per wear is going to be very high because you're not wearing it that often. So I always recommend that. And then, of course, if you have family or friends in another country, so with me, I have my family in the UK, I leave my woolly coats there. So I have three coats for different types of season in the UK, because that's the problem there. And they stay there. So I never bring them back with me to Dubai because I don't need them here. So yeah, that's what I always recommend with that. And finally, when you're hanging the items, remember you're supposed to see the clothes and not the hangers. So, you know, if you can see those horrible dry cleaner steel wires hangers, or the wooden hangers, you know, those big thick wooden hangers, then that's not good. And also those big wooden hangers take up too much space in your wardrobe. So don't use those for everything. They're only supposed to be used for jackets. So there's different hangers for different items, and people need to be aware about that as well.
Super. As always, if you could share how people can reach you.
If they want to get in touch and need help with their wardrobe decluttering, they can always go to declutterme.com, declutterme.com. Or they can always send me a private message on my social media. My handle is @declutterme. And yeah, I'll respond as quickly as possible.
If you like what you listen to, please do subscribe to the show in any podcast player of your choice. Just look for Declutterme. That's declutterme. You can also leave us a review in Apple Podcasts. You can find more information, links to subscribe, as well as this episode show notes by visiting declutterme.com/podcast. We'll see you next week.